And this is where I get all my ideas, I realize, is me talking to people, which scares me a little bit because I don't want people to think that every time they're talking to me, I'm writing down the next podcast. But you know what? This was actually a really good thing. And I was a little bit thrown and had to really think about it. So a person asked me, why are you always so positive? Like, no matter what happens, at the end of the day, you always seem to look at things in a positive way. And, you know, my whole thing is that it's not really about it being positive. I don't think that I walk around always in a positive space. I don't. I'm human. I'm just as human as anyone else. And sometimes I can be downright negative. However, I do think I look at the world as realistically as possible and then try to grab onto the most positive pieces of it so that I can pull myself through, right? Because I can't do anything with negativity. I can't do anything with being sad and depressed and in the hole except dig myself even deeper. Right? Does that make sense? Like, so when I think of depression, when I think of being sad, I envision myself in a hole, right? Because I look at life as this trajectory of us walking on a pathway towards something. And as you go along that life, as you walk along that path, what I envision is that sometimes there are hills, sometimes there are valleys, you know, all the cliche things we hear, but I really do see my life that way. And I can turn around in the pathway and look at the road I've taken, right? I can actually see where I've been and where I am. And sometimes I just need to stand still and be right there in that moment. Sometimes I fall in a hole or I trip and I fall and I have to figure out a way to get back up. And sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's really, really hard. And we have all found our way to that space, right? Where we're just so sad, so depressed, so beaten and battered. And the way in which I have always found my way through these things is through these, I didn't know they were exercises. I didn't know that they were kind of tricks of the trade that I kind of developed until I started meeting with a therapist during this whole surgery thing I had to go through last year. And we started talking about some things and she started mentioning to me that, you know, these tools that you develop, these things that you have done your entire life are things that really helped you as a child. Now, some of them we have to get rid of, right? Because they don't help me anymore. They're of no use to me anymore. But some of them are things that people do use to this day to help other people through, like therapists and doctors and psychiatrists and psychologists use some of these tools. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been doing these things for a long, long time. I am not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I'm none of those things. This is just something that I developed and that I use and I'm happy to share with other people. Here's the other thing. If I was able to, as a young kid, young teenager, young adult, come up with ways in which to find the light or find the positivity, find the rainbow, whatever it is you need to call it, right? You can come up with something that works for you too. And that's kind of what I want to talk about. When I talk about all about the joy, it's not because I believe that we're supposed to be living in a continuous state of bliss every day. You'd be crazy. There's no way to do that, right? Walking on that journey, that's not how it works. That's not how it goes. Walking on that pathway, taking that hike of what your life is, you have to be able to find ways to enjoy the most beautiful moments. And you also have to find ways to get through the bad parts and walk up those hills and move those boulders and, I don't know, swim across a lake or something. I don't know, but you have to figure out a way to do it. And that's what I've been doing since I was a kid. So in this episode, what I want to do is share with you one small exercise that I've been doing since I can remember, how I do it and why it works for me. And again, it may not work for you, but it might, and you might develop something else that works for you that will help change your perspective, that will help you move out of a bad situation or bad mood or bad moment and get you to start thinking in a different way.
Okay, so I don't have a proper name for any of these exercises because, as I was mentioning earlier, I never knew that that's what I was doing. It was something instinctual. It was something that I just developed as I went along. And I do this particular exercise whenever I need it, but probably about 2 times a month. And it doesn't take that much time at all. So I did it again today. Let me tell you what you're going to need. You're going to need 2 pieces of paper and a pen or a pencil. The reason why I think it's so important to use pen and paper is because I fully believe that there is a difference between using paper and writing with a pen. There is a different kind of feeling and connection when you're using your mind and your hands and there's something tactile. There's texture to it. That's very different than a keyboard and a monitor. Now, don't get me wrong. I use my computer and keyboard every day for writing purposes. But for this exercise, I use a sketch journal. Like, I use a sketchbook as a journal. So I just open up to a new page that has a blank one side and then a blank other side. But you can just use like copy paper or whatever, whatever you have, just 2 pieces of paper and a pen or a pencil, whatever you prefer. Okay. The next thing you're going to do is you need to have a timer. So maybe your phone, you can use your timer, set that to 2 minutes, and you could use your clock or your watch or whatever, but you want to have a timer. And the reason why the timer is important is because you don't want to think too much about it, because that's what's happening right now, right? You're in a bad mood, you're in a bad space, and we're so in it. We're so in the whole conversation of what happened and why it happened, and I'm a bad person and I'm a good person and he's horrible or she's terrible. You got to get out of that space. So if you put a timer on this, you're not going to think that much about it. You're just going to do the process and move through it. And that's what we want to do. So timer, 2 minutes, get ready. The next thing you want to do before you hit that timer is you want to put on your left-hand side of your paper or whatever, on the first side of your paper, the numbers 1 through 10. And I had to think about that for a moment because I forgot how I wrote it, because I already wrote a blog post about this, by the way. So I'll put that link in there too. And I don't know why I think it's important to match exactly what I said in my blog post. But anyway, number your piece of paper 1 through 10. You don't have to put a lot of space in between it. You're just going to be listing 10 things. Okay. And now you're going to take a breath. It's not a big deal. Hit that buzzer, that little timer thing, for 2 minutes. And here's the question. What is or are your favorite 10 best of anything? Don't think about it. Just write it. Again, what are the 10 most favorite, best, awesome things right now? Write them down. One right after the other. You only have 2 minutes, so you can't really think that much about it, right? And you took a few minutes to read the question, which feels kind of awkward and weird the way it was written, but there's a reason why it was written that way, so that you can just kind of come up with anything, 10 things, and write those 10 things down. Let me tell you what I wrote. This is what I did this morning. Number 1 was chocolate. Number 2, sunrise by the beach. 3, Steven Spielberg movies. 4, music. 5, dancing. 6, office of Angela Scott shoes. 7, the color maroon. 8, coffee in the morning. 9, sex in the morning. And 10, butterflies. Now, I'm not going to talk anything about all of those, because the whole point of this is just to write them down. Okay? Next thing you do is pick one. Just pick one right away. And you have to have done all this in the 2 minutes, right? I actually do this all within 1 minute now, but I'm giving you all 2 minutes. Pick one. I picked butterflies. What you're going to do with whatever one you pick is you're going to write 2 or 3 sentences as to why butterflies matter to you so much, why they're important. Now, to me, it's not really about butterflies themselves. It's about a quote, a very famous quote by the great Maya Angelou. And I don't want to mess up the quote because I always say it wrong. So the quote is, "We delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve that beauty." And I love that. I love that because it's so profound, right? And in this moment, as we're talking about this, and as goofy and as dorky and as maybe too cheesy life coachy, right? Everybody knows I hate life coaches. I don't hate life coaches. I hate the terminology. I think it's a weird thing to call yourself a life coach. But anyways, I digress. But when you think about that, right? We think about all the wonderful things we see in other people's lives because we have no idea of what it took for them to get to where they're at or what they're going through right now in this moment, right? We're just seeing what they've gone through. Well, a butterfly is the same way. When we see a butterfly, we may forget that they started out as a caterpillar, and we may forget the process that it takes, this natural process that it takes to get to be this magnificent, beautiful butterfly that is not only gorgeous and stunning and just mind-boggling, amazing, but it also can fly, right? So that's kind of why I love butterflies. And if you notice, if you do this exercise enough, if you work on this enough, if you make this part of your process of when you get into a bad mood or you're having a bad day or things are just not okay, you'll start to see how it can change your perspective. It can change, even if it's for a moment. And that's kind of what I realize is some of these exercises, some of these things that I've done my entire life was to get me out of that space because I'm really good at digging that hole deeper when I am sad and depressed and not doing okay. And so I learned that, you know what? It's okay to have a bad day. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be depressed. The real hard thing to do and to learn and to try to figure out is how do you get yourself out of that without digging the hole deeper? Now, I am an advocate for people to do talk therapy and to work with a doctor or medical professional or whatever. So what I'm talking about is just what you can do on a surface level to walk yourself through some situations that we all find ourselves in. But again, if you think you're beyond that because it's a little bit harder, hey, we've all been there too. And seeking out medical help, mental health services is a great thing to do. It is fantastic. I've already mentioned it. People know I had to have surgery last year. It was a big deal, not really because of the surgery, but it did such a mind game with me, right? Because it had a lot to do with me dancing as a kid. And I didn't realize that. A lot of my hesitance in trying to find a doctor and questioning every surgeon I met with and wanting to get all this information and all of that had a lot more to do with the fact that I hadn't really processed through not being able to dance as a professional. Now, you would think, I mean, like, hello, that was so long ago. But that's the point, right? The mind does an incredible thing. And it kind of, for me, the way I see it is, I locked that away and put it aside and didn't deal with it. And so when I had so much pain and I was suffering during COVID because of the pain I was having in my leg and my hip, I started to realize, like, you know what? I can't dig myself out of this hole with all these exercises. I was still in a better spirit because I kept trying to find my way through. But that's how I ended up realizing, you know what? It's okay for me to seek out help. I need some help. And with my surgeon and with my physical therapist, I was able to also get, luckily for me, an amazing doctor who helps in mental health. And we're still talking today, and I love her. And that's how I learned that some of these tools that I have developed for myself might help other people. So I'll try to drop some more of those. Cause you know what? Whether or not you are working with a therapist, sometimes you just wake up and you're having a bad day. And that's what I did today. I was like, you know what? I did not have a good night's sleep. I don't know why I'm not feeling good, but this is not working for me. Let me get myself out of this space. Let me write this. And I did my little exercise and I was like, you know what? Let me make this into a blog post. So see, you can always, always find ways to move through and have a better, more spectacular day. So I hope that might help. And maybe some of you have some other great things that you do for self-care, right? That you do to help walk you through different situations, whether it's personal or business or look at, it can even be the smallest thing. I've done this in the car when I'm in traffic, right? I just kind of mentally like, okay, let me think of five things that I really, really love and like right now in this moment. That's a tough one. It's really a tougher thing, but that's another version of the same kind of exercise. So hope this was helpful. Thank you so much. So many of you are listening to my podcast. I'm so, so grateful. Please go to my blog post. Please add me on YouTube. I really appreciate it. I will also follow you back. If we're in a situation where I can follow you back, I will. I will also put my link to my link in bio so that you can check out everywhere you can find me on social media. And I love following back really cool, awesome people, especially people who give me ideas to be a better person and also to be in joy. So until next time.
Thanks for stopping by All About the Joy. Be better and stay beautiful, folks. Have a sweet day.